We got to check in the borough. Middle Tennessee State football coach Rick Stockstill joins us. Fresh off a win, a happy recap, coach. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, coach, and it's got to feel great to get that first win of the season last week, 31-28 over Florida International on the road. How's it been for you this week? Car drive a little bit better? Food tastes a little better? Wife a little nicer to you after a win?
Food's definitely a lot better. the old truck's still kicking along, and Sarah still treats me about the same, so everything's good.
So many happenings in this game. A wild game, 31-28. Offensively, you get a late drive to take the lead, and then your defense makes a huge play with Greg Great getting the interception at the end.
Yeah, John, it was a lot of ebbs and flows to it. We didn't start out real good. You know, we throw an interception on the third play of the game, and you know they take it back to about the 20-yard line. They go in and score, and you know, then I think it's our third possession. You know, we're driving down and we're inside the red zone and about the 15 or so, and we throw another interception. So we started out pretty poor, you know, offensively to start the game. But, you know, you look at it at the end of the first quarter, we were only down 7-0. So you felt like if we could get a little bit better, we'd have a chance. And so we climbed our way back into it, and you know, we went ahead, and I think it was 14-7. We went ahead, scored, and they spit out a 60-yard touchdown run on the first play to tie it back up. And then we scored right at the end of the half with a field goal to take the lead. So, you know, we felt like we were, you know, we had clawed our way back into it. And, you know, then the second half, you know, it was just a back-and-forth game, and you know, we took a lead again, and then they scored another long run on one play, and
right,
retook the lead. Our punter did a great job in the fourth quarter. We downed them. You know, we had a 65-yarder and a 75-yarder, and really flipped the field on them. And you know, we had two possessions where, you know, we took over in the fourth quarter. You know, about midfield, and didn't do anything with it, and that was disappointing there. And, you know, thought we were running out of chances, but defense got another stop. And so we had one last shot there with 5 minutes left, and, you know, we got in there. Unfortunately, we got in there and got a touchdown. And like you said, John, and, you know, the defense, you know, ended it with an interception there by Greg Grape.
And, Coach, talk to me about that final drive. You mentioned, you know, Asher O'Hara threw a couple interceptions. He's had some issues with turnovers this year, but to put together that drive when he needed it most, and he gets the 12-yard TD pass to Jaron Pierce to put you guys ahead, I mean, that says a lot about his resiliency and your team's as well, no?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we got started off with a little bubble screen there to Yusuf Ali, and you know, he broke a tackle and turned it into a 17-yard gain. And, you know, we got a pass interference call. And we had third and three or four. And Shaitan Mobley had a nice physical run to get the first down. And, you know, then Asher, like you said, you know, threw a nice ball there to Jeremy. He made a great adjustment on it and to get the touchdown. So, but, yeah, you know, like I said, Asher didn't start out like you want to. And but showed a lot of toughness, mental toughness, to overcome it and not let it affect the rest of his game. So he played a lot better the last three quarters than he did the first quarter.
Talk with Rick Stockstill, Middle Tennessee State head football coach. You mentioned his resiliency, but what about your team? I mean, after getting off to such a tough start, you know, to stay mentally focused, especially on the road in a conference game, to get out of there with a win, you know, however you got out of there with a win, you got the dub. And that says a lot about your team that, you know, everybody's still together on this despite the 0-4 start.
Yeah, you know, John, I've said all along this team is, you know, it's got a great attitude. They come to work every day, and, you know, we've gotten better. You know, I said it after, you know, we lost a two-pointer to San Antonio and then a three-pointer last week to Western Kentucky. And, yeah, those are disappointing losses. You hate to see it, but I felt like we were getting better. And, you know, we needed something good to happen, and we got something good to happen this past weekend. And hopefully we can build on that from a momentum standpoint and get a little bit of confidence moving forward here. But, you know, this team is a tough team. And, you know, the one thing I haven't been able to fault all year is just how hard they play, you know, their competitive spirit and how tough they are. So I was just happy for them to, you know, finally get a taste of victory for all the hard work and everything they've done this year so far.
Yeah, what was the locker room like after the game?
It was, in their terms, it was lit.
It was lit?
Yeah.
Were you doing the whip and the nay-nay like Dabo Swinney, coach, or what was going on?
I'm more of a Michael Jackson moonwalker.
Rick's.
That's my.
I love it. Rick Stockstill is our guest. Now, Coach, your defense gave up 270 yards rushing last week. That can't sit well with you. Are the mistakes in the run defense, are they correctable based on, you know, what you've seen on film?
Yeah, you know, and you look at it, John. I mean, you know, you take two plays out of it, and, you know, now they got 130 yards rushing. You know,
right.
They had a 65-yard touchdown run and a 63-yard touchdown run. You know, so, and we just, you know, we got out of gap a little bit on those two plays. And, you know, if you take those out, you know, we played really good defense,
mm-hmm.
You know, the whole game there. You know, gave up less than 60 yards passing. And, you know, you know, it's always easy to say if you do this or you do that, but it wasn't like they lined up and they ran it 4 and 5 and 6 yards down our throat. You know, they had two big explosive plays that we've got to eliminate, and I feel like we'll do that this week.
Yeah, it's Charlie and I have been talking about it all morning with the Titans. You know, the stats can be misleading because, you know, you look what Buffalo did. They were great on third down. They outgained the Titans, but, you know, the Titans made the key plays on offense, defense, and special teams. So a lot of times, like you're alluding to, those stats can be misleading, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we were, you know, again, I go back to, you know, turnovers and explosive plays, you know, have a huge determination in the outcome of the game. And, you know, fortunately, you know, we were still able to win because we lost a turnover battle 2-1, but, you know, we had more explosive plays than they did. And, you know, it was a close, hard-fought game. And I didn't see any of the Titans game last night, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, just listening to what you said, you know, I think Buffalo, from what I heard, was they turned the ball over a couple times, and especially in the NFL, when you do that, you know, it's because the games are so much shorter
right.
than a college game. There's not as many snaps, and you turn the ball over, it's hard to win.
Yeah, Titans were +3 in the turnover margin, and really they had three of their first four touchdowns were gift wrap for them because they had – you know, two long interception returns and a long punt return. So there you go. Well,
Yep. What's
better than one win? How about two wins? You host the mean green from North Texas coming up Saturday. I'm sure it's going to be great to be back home. What can you tell us about North Texas?
You know, they're the best offense in the conference right now. They're averaging, you know, 550 yards a game and 36 points a game.
Wow.
You know, so it's a very explosive offense. But their defense is, you know, just like they are. I mean, they're giving up 570 yards a game and 45 points a game. You know, so they've had some issues defensively with COVID guys being out. I don't know if they'll be back or not this week.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to do a great job offensively of staying on the field and keeping their offense off the field. And, you know, we can't miss out on any opportunities that we get to score. And then defensively, they got one of the top receivers in the country. And, you know, so we got to keep the ball in front of us. You know, limit the amount of explosive plays that they get. But they're really special on offense. They got a good quarterback, and their receivers and running back, those guys are, you know, as good as anybody in this conference.
Coach, same deal in terms of the number of fans that can come out to the game on Saturday?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, John. It's nothing has changed as far as that goes.
Okay. Rick Stockstill is our guest from Middle Tennessee, head football coach, coming off a big win last week at Florida International. They will host North Texas this Saturday, a 4 o'clock start. You can watch it on CBS Sports Network, so good to have your boys on national TV. You mentioned some of the COVID issues going on with college football, Coach. We haven't checked in with you guys in a while. How's everything going from a COVID-19 protocol, social distance, keeping guys healthy standpoint?
You know, John, you know, we're doing really good. You know, obviously we've had, you know, a couple guys, you know, throughout this process, but, you know, really good. Our guys are, you know, have been very disciplined, been very diligent in wearing their mask and trying to avoid, you know, big crowds as much as they can. And I give them a lot of credit because it's hard for young people to do that. And because it's a life-changing, you know, experience right now that they're going through. And but we've been very fortunate. Our guys are doing a really good job and continue to knock on wood. Because you can't ever relax, and I tell them that every day, that you can't think, because we get tested 3 times a week.
Right.
You can't say, well, I was negative today, I can go do this tomorrow. So we just got to stay, you know, disciplined and make sure that we're thinking about others and you know, the commitment that we have to make to keep everybody safe, you know, not only on this team but on this campus.
And I just wonder, Coach, what kind of a challenge that is, because I remember how I was between the ages of 18 and 22. I wasn't always very diligent about certain things. And you really got to stay on these guys, right? But a lot of it, at the end of the day, it's up to them to do the necessary things to keep them healthy and ready to play, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're away from me a lot longer than they are around me, you know. So, but I spend a great deal of time, you know, talking about the mask and social, it's every day, it's constant, you know, so I know it's hard on them. You know, it's hard on me, you know, I don't want to wear the thing any more than they do, but you have to. So, you know, I give them a lot of credit. Like I said earlier, they're doing a really nice job.
Yeah, Coach, I wanted to ask you, when you're wearing that mask and then, you know, a call doesn't go your way and you want to kind of, you know, let the official know how you feel, what kind of adjustment is that? Do you have to keep the mask on to argue a call, or do you find yourself pulling it down every now and then to get your point across?
You know, the really long time I have pulled it down is if I've had to yell, communicate something.
Coaches don't yell, right, Coach?
Yeah, it's not really, you know, trying to, because I was yelling at Reed during the game, just trying to tell him something. He was on the field, and he kept looking at me, so I pulled down my mask so I guess I could say it louder.
Right.
And I pulled it right back up. But, you know, it's then down there at Florida now, this weekend, now I felt like I was waterboarding. You know, it was so hot, you know, and you're sweating. And
yeah.
Felt like you kept, you know, sucking in the water. So I would bend over, you know, and kind of pull it down a little bit to get some air in there. But it was not a whole lot of fun wearing it. You know, if anybody says they enjoy wearing it, you know, they must have stock in the mask cup business. But, you know, that is something you got to do.
Yeah.
Because the officials, they keep theirs on when they talk to you. And, you know, most of the time you're close enough to the officials anyway that you don't have to pull it down to yell. You can talk to them, you know, right there in front of each other.
Talking with Rick Stockstill. And, Coach, you know, we mentioned the run defense and obviously the turnovers on offense. What are two or three things you want to see your team improve upon as you go forward in the season?
Well, you know, right now, John, offensively, we still haven't established the running game like I would hope we would have.
Mm-hmm.
We've shown flashes, but not consistent enough right now. So that's an area. And then we've got to, you know, eliminate these turnovers. You know, We're plus six in the turnover margin. We're not very good. It's not we're throwing too many interceptions. We've got to get better there. And then we've got to create some explosive plays in the passing game. And then, you know, defensively, we're going to get challenged this week like we haven't all year in the passing game. These guys are really talented. They're really good. So I think we're doing a good job getting pressure on the quarterback. I think we're doing a good job, you know, pass defense. But, you know, I feel like this is going to be our first real test, you know, from a these guys are really, really talented throwing the ball. So we'll continue to improve on, you know, our run defense, and we got to get better on third down. Third down defense, we're still not where we need to be, you know, consistently enough week to week.
Well, Coach, congrats on the win. Go out and make it two in a row this week against North Texas. Thanks for being on as always, Coach. We love you.
Yep. No, I appreciate you. Love you too, John. Thanks, bud.
All right, there he goes. Rick Stockstill, Middle Tennessee State head football coach. And now I'd like to tell you a very important message. All of our Middle Tennessee State guests are brought to you by the great Bud Morris State Farm Insurance Company, located at 3245 Franklin Road in the heart of West Murfreesboro, 1 mile west from the intersection of I-24 and Old Fort Parkway. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They offer auto insurance, home and property insurance, life insurance, health insurance, rental insurance, banking products, and annuities. State Farm experience since 1972. Bud Morris, a Murfreesboro native and NTSU grad, past president of the Blue Raider Athletic Association and National Alumni Association board member, also U.S. Army decorated Vietnam War veteran as an airborne ranger and a member of both the Chamber of Commerce and the Better Business Bureau. To reach Bud Morris and his great staff, just give him a call, 615-893-1417. That number again, 615-893-1417, or visit online at budmorris.biz.